Pittsburgh defense any different, considering they've had a lot of changes in personnel due to injuries and stuff from what you've seen on film?
I mean, the only difference is there's different guys playing the spots. You know, they're still doing, you know, all the same stuff that they do. They move around a lot. They you know, try to confuse you with the twists and stunts up front, and you know, with the backers blitzing and all that kind of stuff. So, and really, it's just they're just different guys in those same spots.
They have a reputation for putting in some new stuff every week to try to confuse offenses. Have they been doing as much of that since they've had all those injuries?
Yeah, I mean, they still try to, you know, find some way to confuse the offense, but you know, it's how we respond on the sideline. You know, what's the new thing they're doing, so we can pick up on it and you know how to counter it. I think that was part of it. He did jump the route, but you know, we could have done a little bit better, and you know, with the route and everything. And you know, for me, I probably shouldn't have thrown it. So I think it was just, you know, him jumping the route. That's what it came down to.
With some of the interceptions you've had this year, have you been able to find sort of a common thread in a lot of them?
I mean. Yeah, I mean, there definitely is a lot. I mean, some are, you know, there have been some decisions that to throw the ball when I probably shouldn't have, but others have been, you know, some tip balls and things like that too. So, you know, I'm not, I know when I can take my chances. I know when to take my shots. You know, hopefully the, you know, the interceptions will go down.
How disconcerting are the three pick sixes?
I mean, you definitely don't want that. I mean, it's the worst part about an interception if it gets returned for a touchdown. So, got to eliminate it.
How do you do that?
I mean, it's come down to, you know, making better decisions, guys, you know, getting the blocks up front, you know, running good routes in the back end. I mean, I think it's, you know, it all starts with me, but, I mean, it's an effort of everybody on the offense. Yeah, it's what they thrive on. They thrive on mistakes from the offense. So we can't have that this week.
Andy, you hear it all the time, I guess, in sports, week to week, game at a time, must win. You hear that all the time. I mean, to go into the bye week with a victory to be able to get you guys back above 500 would mean what, as opposed to a three-game
season? It'd be huge, you know, especially for this game. You know, going against Pittsburgh. A great team, and been a great team for a long time, and you know, just for us to, you know, get this taste out of our mouth. You know, we've, you know, two unfortunate losses for us, and you know, for us, especially with having the bye week next week, we need to come out, we need to play well, we need to get a win in this one.
Pittsburgh and Baltimore have always been looked at as the standard bearers of this division. You're 0-5 right now against them. How much would it mean overall psyche to get a win over one of those two?
Yeah, I mean, it's big. You know, for us to get where we want to be, we got to beat teams like that. And so, you know, hopefully it starts this Sunday. You know, we feel like going in, we've got a good attitude going in. Yeah, we've had the losses, but you know, we're confident in our abilities. And you know, for us now, it's just going out and playing and executing. Yeah, we got to come out stronger once the, you know, after halftime. You know, it's easy to get in a lull after then because you come in, you get a little break. But, you know, we got to find ways to, you know, get things going and, you know, be better in the third quarter. So, you know, whatever that is, we've got to find ways to get guys going. And, you know, I've got to do a better job of it.
Said it before, I think the biggest stat is a for a quarterback is wins.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, yeah, you can throw for a bunch of yards. Yeah, you can you know, do whatever. But, I mean, if you're not winning games, it doesn't really matter. So, you know, we've got to beat teams like the Steelers and like the Ravens and you know, the other good teams. So, I mean, it's definitely a good test for us. You know, I think we've got the right attitude. We've, you know, coming in, we've, like I said, we're confident in what we're capable, what we can do, and we haven't put it all together, and we've got to find a way to you know, play a full game, and you know, we understand that, and I feel like we, you know, after feel like losing two games that we feel like we should have won. I mean, we have to have this attitude. We have to come out and we have to, you know, play our best. And there's, you know, not a better stage than you're doing it Sunday night.
Third down's been a little frustrating, I would think, for you guys. The Steelers have been converting quite a bit on third down. How important is that going to be in this game, you think? Not that it comes down to that, but there's an inequity there between the two teams that could be exploited, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, third downs is huge. It's keeping drives alive and, you know, keep moving the chains. It's what you have to do. And I kind of like what I've been saying. We've got to be better on first and second down to make it easier on third down. When you're getting third and long a lot, it's tough to convert. So, you know, we've got to be able to you know, get positive yards on first and second down to make it easier for us. And they have done a good job. You know, I think I saw a stat. You know, they're over 50% on third down, which is pretty good. So, you know, we've obviously got to get better. And I mean, it just comes down to little things.
Still feel like you're getting to know this offensive line, because I mean, during training camp and everything, you go in with three new starters. One, you kind of knew coming out of training camp, but two, you had to fill in on the fly.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you know, that's the big thing with the offensive line is, you know, camaraderie up front and making sure everybody's on the same page and things like that. And yeah, but I think they've done a good job. I think they've you know, understanding, I mean, to lose Kyle early on and right before the season, to have you know, Jeff to come in and step up right away, come in, sign him, and, you know, kind of not miss a beat was huge. And you know, for Clint, you know, I feel like he's been playing well, and you know, they all understand what we're doing. It's just you know, we've got to keep getting better and keep getting better each week. I mean, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot that's gone on, you know, before I got here. But, you know, for me, it's, you know, like I've been saying, with this team, for us to get where we want to be, we've got to, you know, beat opponents like this. And so, you know, for us, we got to come out and we got to play our best game that we've played so far this year. You know, they're a good team, and it's going to take our best effort to beat a team like this. So, you know, we need to get a win, and that's what it comes down to.
You guys as players have to kind of operate in the bubble, though. Do you get the sense of how big this rivalry is with fans here and how important it is to the city? Because I know you can't get caught up in that, but it's probably kind of hard not to know it's out there.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely hear it, you know, just being around town. Everybody's, you know, wanting us to beat Pittsburgh. So you definitely can feel the rivalry that it is.
Taste in the mouth too, considering how you guys played in that opener, which was also on a national TV stage?
Yeah, we want to play well on national TV. We want to, you know, I think, I mean, we just want to play better, just, you know, because we, you know, got out of the game and kind of got out of hand, and we don't want that to happen. So, you know, for us, we've, got to stay in this one the whole time and you know, do whatever it takes to win.
You've had many different options to score this year with many receivers and different players. Do you feel like you're more comfortable going into this game than you would have been last year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm confident with every guy that we have out there. We feel like we've got a lot of talent at receiver. We can spread the ball around. Lots of guys make big plays for us. So, no, it is different going into this year than last year just because, second year and just got a better understanding of everything.